Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 735. I have a driving policy, and on Saturday night, it was reinforced again that my policy is correct. People are nuts, and you should never do this. I'll tell you the policy next. I reinforced with Susan. I'm going to send a text to Kelly and Courtney to tell them, because people are nuts, and you don't want to get involved. I'll tell you what happened and why I even have this policy. Next on 102.3 WBAB.
You seem a little worked up.
It's imperative. I think this is a very important policy.
It's imperative, Ted. Mark that one down. It's imperative.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 739. Partly sunny, 45 today. Snow tomorrow morning, heavy and wet. And,
so what happened, Roger?
Here's what happened. Saturday, I went to pick up some food at Carrabba's in Islip, right? So it's in a big shopping center with Target and Home Depot. So I drop Susan, get a couple things at Target while I go to pick up the food, which takes a few minutes. That's fine. As I'm coming around from Target to go to Carrabba's to pick up the food, I'm driving along, and there's a three-way, like, intersection. There's two stop signs, and then I'm in front of Home Depot coming along. I don't have a stop sign. I could just make the left, and I'm good. But there's a guy at the stop sign. I'm like, he has no idea I don't have a stop sign. So instead of just going through like
he's already stopped at the stop sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, instead of going right through, I'm going to avoid this happening where this guy comes through and we get in an accident. And I'm going to slow down, and I got my blinker on. I'm like, all right, he's not coming through. Okay. So I gently begin to make the left, and there he comes. As soon as I start making the left, he comes through the stop sign.
Again, you have no stop sign. He's already at the sign.
Right. It's my right of way. But it's fine. I kind of saw it coming. So I just thought, so I barely start making the turn. He comes through. He comes through, and he's looking through his window at me, yelling. Like, what the hell? We weren't even close. We weren't close to, like, having a jam on the brakes, nothing, because I saw him coming. He's yelling through the window. I'm like, this guy's a crazy person. He is out of his mind over something that's not even close to an accident, dangerous, anything.
All right.
So I get the food. I go over to pick up Susan at Target, and I'm like, listen.
Let me ask you a question real quick before you get to that. If you knew he was going to go, why didn't you just stop and let him go?
Because I had slowed down or whatever, and then, like, he didn't go. I'm like, all right, I'm wrong.
Okay.
He realizes, and then he goes as soon as I start making the turn. So I pick up the food. I pick up Susan at Target, and I go, listen, here's what just happened. And then I started getting a little ranty. I'm like, I've told this before. I got to tell you again. Do not honk at people. I said, this was nothing, and this guy's yelling through his window at me.
Did you honk at him?
No, not even close. He just came through the stop sign yelling at me.
Okay.
So I'm like, listen, people are nuts, more nuts than ever before. It used to be they're like, listen, that guy cut me off. I'm going to ride his butt and honk the horn the whole way, and this is what people do.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, don't honk at people anymore. You don't want to, you know, if you're going to toot-toot to go through a light because somebody's looking at their text and they don't know it turned green, I get it. But if you're going to hammer on and get on somebody's back end and try to make your point, you are going to get in an argument with somebody you don't want to get in an argument with. It's more crazies driving than ever before with bigger tempers and people looking to get into problems.
Right.
And so I told my daughters a long time ago, and I said, let me just reiterate. We cannot have you honking at people or me or anybody. Because you're getting for no reason at all. Who cares if they cut you off? Let them go.
Let me ask
don't
you
get
a question.
Involved because you don't know who they are.
I think you might be overreacting. Number one, I honk at people all the time.
That doesn't surprise me.
But usually just women, because if they get out, I can take them.
All right, so there's an addendum to the plan.
But you're 54 years old. How many people you know have gotten into a fight while driving?
It seems that you hear about it too much, and
you
can see the crazy in people driving.
How many people do you know?
I don't know a lot of people who've gotten in fights while driving.
Okay, so you think maybe you might be overreacting a little bit? I get what you're saying.
I think you never know who's in the car and who's got what sort of weapon on them or some sort of temper that's nuts.
That hasn't changed, though.
I think people have changed. I think people are nuttier. I really do. I think they're more temperamental and everything. That guy was just another example where I'm like, all right, people really are out of their minds. No honking. That's it. No more aggressive, no aggressive honking.
Okay,
how about that?
Gotcha.
You can't aggressively honk because you don't know the person.
Where's
gonna stop,
the line between?
Come out and then they come out when they got a stick, they got a gun. You don't know.
Where's
what they got.
The line between a stick and a gun?
They might have a club. You don't know what they have.
He's got a stick, a gun, rocket launchers. You don't know what they're driving
That's
around
right.
with these days.
You, don't know.
You can't go get a rocket launcher somewhere.
People
it's called
nuts.
The internet.
And all for what? Who cares?
I think you might be overreacting.
I think you let it go and just move on with your life. Because people are crazy. So there it is. There's my policy. Just wanted to reiterate to everybody.
Just honk at women. You can't let those broads get away with it.
All right, I'll tell Susan. You can only honk at broads.
Right.
See what she says.
Yeah. And make sure you follow it up with, you stupid bitch!
That's it. It's the only way you can do it. 743.
I'm just kidding, ladies.
here's
I would never honk at you.
Never mind.
Your BAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic north.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 747. So I just brought forth my no honking policy. And I can see where in some instances you disagree with it.
Did you say no honkies?
No honking policy.
Oh. No honkies, way funnier.
That would make the show much quieter. But it's just not worth it. You don't know what craziness is in that other vehicle. And just the other night, I had something that wasn't even a close call. Nobody ended up even honking. And the guy's screaming through his closed window at me. This is the level of a lot of temperament. And I think it's just not worth it to ride somebody with your horn. That's just so. I told Susan, I reiterated it, and I texted the girls. No honking policy. You don't want to get in the trouble it involves. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Listen, that just happened to me no more than about 15 minutes ago. I'm coming down Old Town Road, passing the 7-Eleven, coming up to 347. There's a green light. I'm about to get up there to go make the right. This guy comes out in the 7-Eleven, abruptly, and makes a right. The back of his driver's side, left side, lifts off the street. The light turns red, but I honk the horn at him. I'm like, are you kidding me? He puts his truck in park, and he was about to open up his door. I'm like, these people are crazy.
So I'm talking about. You don't know what that guy's going
to
do.
You said he was about to open up
his
door. Did he open his door?
No.
See, I told you, nothing to worry about.
I had the right arrow, but I'm just saying, though, it just shows the people on Long Island, their temperament is off. The wall.
Here's the thing. That was at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't even had time to get pissed off.
Right. And already he's about to get out of his truck.
Hey, thanks for the call,
That's
brother.
Nuts.
Appreciate it, man.
That's what I'm talking about. You never know who's going to fly off the handle at you, and it's just not worth it. Even though you feel some satisfaction out of honking the crap out of him, I get it.
I always thought that was a dumb phrase. He flew off the handle. Was he standing on a handle?
What
the whole thing is dumb.
7:49. Partly sunny, 45 today. Ted Linder has the stuff you need to know.
Winter storm warning in effect for Suffolk County starting at 8 p.m.
3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 7:53. Partly sunny, 45 today. Snow tomorrow morning. BAB Storm Center will be open and ready to go with the delays and closings and weather and traffic and all that stuff at WBAB.com. So I was telling a story this Saturday night. We went to get Carrabba's pickup. And
Roger comes face to face with road rage.
I came around in the parking lot, and there was a guy who decided he was coming through the stop sign. He didn't know I had the right of way, I guess. But, I mean, it wasn't like brake squealing or anything. I kind of saw that he wasn't going to know I had a stop sign. I slowed down. And he went, and he's screaming through his window at me. Meanwhile, we never had anything even close to a fender bender. Nonetheless, it made me reiterate my policy and my thinking to Susan when she got in the car. And to my daughters, no honking at people because you don't know what kind of crazy's in that car. It's just not worth it in the end. If you're going to tap the horn to somebody who's sitting at a light that's green, they don't realize because they're texting. I get it. But if you're going to ride somebody and honk, you are taking your life in your own hands because there is a lot of crazy. Good morning, BAB. Good morning, God.
What's up, guys? Hey, the first problem with the story is, what are you doing getting takeout from Carrabba's?
Why not? It's amazing.
I got to be amazing's a bit much, but I got to be honest with you.
Spadino tomorrow.
I've never had a bad meal at Carrabba's.
Yep.
It's a glorified Olive Garden.
No, it's better than Olive Garden. Way better than
What's
Olive Garden.
What's your second point?
But I understand where you're coming from. Go ahead.
Secondly, you have to let that person know that they're in the wrong. Because you know what? Like everybody else in the world, they'll just continue to do it unless you let them know that they effed up. So you have to give them something out the window, like, you had a stop sign, hammerhead, or something like that, and just let them know that they're in the wrong.
Well, so then you take your life into your own hands.
And technically, Roger's doing nothing to make the world a better place.
And neither are you. You can yell at them all you want. They still will do it because they're dumb and crazy, and they're still going to do it anyway.
Why are they dumb?
Taking your life in your own hands because they're doing stupid things.
The stupidity. You got to put them in their place and let them know how moronic they are.
All right, good luck.
I'm with you, brother.
Later.
See you, buddy.
There you go. Going through life, head down, just hoping nobody even notices you're there.
No, not at all.
You got to go in there, and you got to make the world a better place, Raj.
I don't need to create conflict where, in the end, it doesn't match up. You don't need to have someone get out of their car like that other guy who called and start something and hit your car with a bat or whatever. You don't need to get into all that.
Well, you got
to
have your own bat in the car.
Because you got to honk.
Old school.
That's why I need to go Warriors.
Yeah. Old school like my pop did. His weapon of choice was a thing of copper wire still wrapped in the heavy, thick plastic.
Wonderful.
Probably about... a good foot and a half. Foot and a half, whatever this might be. 2 feet.
Yeah, you got to get
a nice little.
Yeah.
This way, if they get close enough to your window, you just crack them in the face with it. They're bleeding all over the place, and you drive away.
Oh!
You go, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Get my old.
Can we get another replay
back
of that one? So this is what this went down in the Carrabba's parking lot yesterday. See
family, like what happened.
Family members crying, but you got your curbside pickup, and that's all that really matters. And you taught a bad driver a lesson.
That's right. Well, that's another way to approach it. I choose not to. Look out for the crazy. 756.
At that point, you get out of the car, you put your cape on, because now you're a superhero.
Ah, yeah.
And you go inside and you pick up your Spadino Di Mari.
That's what I get. Di Mari. And Susan's chicken Brian. That's not really Italian,
no,
is it?
No. There are no Brians in
chicken
Italy.
Brian,
just so we all know.
With a Y, no less.
Right.
757. Here's that.
You're
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Well, apparently, my no honking policy isn't unanimously loved by everybody.
No.
I know you like to honk. I get you get
no,
some satisfaction.
You don't like
I'm saying
to honk.
That,
it's just,
people get
no,
satisfaction
you don't like
out of it.
To,
yes.
But it's nice to have in your back pocket and you use it when necessary. Well, people, just to keep it in your pocket and never use it, that's dumb.
I'm just saying if you're not honking, you won't be getting into any road rage incidents because you don't know the crazy in the other car. So that's been my policy with the family. It reiterated the other night with this guy who was screaming at me through his window for no reason. Good morning, BAB. What's up?
Why do people stop before they make right-hand turns? I'm on Merrick Road.
It's a good question.
Stop completely. And then you make a 10-mile-an-hour turn. Everybody behind me just goes back, you know. And I'm thinking this world filled with better drivers, one honk at a time, okay?
That's a different policy than what I have, but I see what you're doing.
Yeah, man, I don't care. I'll be a martyr. Kill me. I'm going to honk.
Better Drive. Drivers, one
you
honk at a time.
You guys on this island.
Yeah.
You know, start driving. I love you, Roger JP. You guys are the man.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, the men.
I was wondering if you were going to fix that.
We're the mans.
Nah.
All right, so that's a different policy. Make better drivers one honk at a time.
It's a good thing you're not honking at people for improper English.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.